Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rave Ethics. My name is Mrs. Nnenna Iwukwe. I am the Feeder Secretary, River State Branch. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomuke, the initiator of Rave Ethics.
Greetings to the loving people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Remember that it is greatness to stand up for what is right, even if you stand alone. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations Human Rights Day. The Human Rights Day is observed every year on the 10th of December, the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted in 1948 the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This year, Human Rights Day marks the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a milestone document that proclaimed the inalienable rights which everyone is inherently entitled to as a human being, regardless of race, color, religion, gender, language, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. The 2018 commemoration of Human Rights Day will mark the beginning of a year-long celebration of 70 years since the international community adopted the declaration. We celebrate all our inalienable rights and freedoms, including the right to education, a decent living, health care, and the right to live free from any form of discrimination amongst others. These basic rights are based on shared values like dignity, fairness, equality, respect, and independence. These values are defined and protected by law in most countries, including Nigeria. Human rights are relevant to all of us, not just those who face repression or mistreatment. They protect the individual in many areas of day-to-day living. Human rights are at the heart of the Sustainable Development Goals, also called the SDGs, and if there is absence of human dignity, we cannot drive sustainable development. Human rights are driven by progress on all SDGs, and the SDGs are driven by advancements on human rights. As stated in the preamble of the Declaration, and I quote, "Recognition of the inherent dignity and the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world." Unquote. Human rights movement has made great strides in the past 7 decades, but abuses still occur with saddening regularity. The anniversary of the Declaration is an opportunity to celebrate successes and recommit ourselves to the principles outlined in the Declaration's 30 articles. Over the next year, the United Nations will be exploring how this seminal document has impacted history and changed lives around the globe. The stories of achievements can be found on the website set up for the 70 years anniversary, and this is www.humanrights70.org. It is an interesting website that shows instances of applying the 30 articles in different countries of the world. The global lesson after 70 years is that Human Rights Declaration empowers all of us to stand up for our own human rights and those of others every day. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she sheds more light on this subject. She is Mrs. Nnenna Iwukwe, Secretary of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, River State. Please enjoy the episode and note all the important lessons. Our amiable Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is River Ethics on Radio, and I am still your host, Mrs. Nnenna Iwukwe. I'll be speaking today on International Human Rights Day. It's celebrated annually across the world on the 10th of December. It is celebrated to honor the United Nations General Assembly's adoption and proclamation on 10th December 1948 of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, the very first global enunciation of human rights and one of the first major achievements of the new United Nations. The Human Rights Day was officially established in the meeting of the United Nations General Assembly on the 4th of December 1950. The principles enshrined in the declaration are so relevant today as they were in 1948. This declaration establishes equal dignity and worth of every person. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights empowers us all to stand up for our rights and those of others. The International Human Rights Day is basically celebrated, one, to promote the awareness about human rights among the people all around the world. Two, to get together and celebrate in cooperation, to discuss and highlight the specific issues of human rights. It's also to improve the physical, social, cultural, and spiritual well-being and welfare of all human beings, especially the vulnerable group in the society. To encourage the vulnerable group of people like women, minorities, youths, the poor, disabled persons, and indigenous persons. What are these human rights we are talking of? They are those rights inherent in a person as an individual, which the government may not interfere, such as your right to life, your right to freedom of expression, your right to dignity of all persons. These rights are so fundamental that it does not matter the race, the sex, nationality, ethnicity, language, religion, or any other status of the person. Everyone is entitled to these human rights without any form of discrimination. These rights are well enshrined and illustrated in our 1999 Constitution in Chapter 4, as amended. We also have the Violence Against Persons and Prohibition Act 2015, among other acts in Nigeria. We also have international treaties, conventions. Amongst them are Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. We have International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. We also have the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. We have the Convention on the Rights of Children. We also have the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. In this discourse, maybe we shall just focus a little more on the rights of women and children, with highlights on notable challenges still being faced by women in spite of all these acts, laws, treaties, and conventions speaking in their favor, and also consider some discriminatory laws which still being practiced in our country. Women's rights. Women's rights are human rights. Women are considered the most vulnerable in the society. Women all over the world experience some forms of degrees of violence. Women's rights are human rights. Women are considered the most vulnerable in the society. Women all over the world experience some forms and degrees of violation of their rights every second. These subjugations and oppressions hinder their effective participation in the society. Customary, religious, societal norms, and practices inherent in the society militate against the freedom of rights of women from birth and only come to an end at the time of their death. The inalienable rights of women are often subjected to ridicule, extensive abuse, neglect, and violations. In Nigeria today, it could be said that there are abuse in many parts of the country, particularly in the north. Women who are prematurely and compulsorily betrothed to a man at birth are not allowed to access basic education and are generally burdened with domestic house chores. This becomes the foundation for a lifetime of secular and absolute depression. Dependence on a man she does not know, and upon the demise of the man, her right to inherit his property is also denied, and her life becomes so miserable because of obnoxious practices which she is made to undergo as a sign of respect to the deceased husband. The rapid dominance of human rights in Nigeria, coupled with Nigeria's prominent role as a signatory to virtually all the core international human rights treaties and instruments, raised expectation that women in Nigeria may begin to enjoy some measures of protection. But a lot of these laws still adorn our statute books in Nigeria, in different forms of jurisprudence, and this heavily weighs against the rights of the woman folk. Several factors have been adduced for the degrading position of women in the Nigerian society, most of which can be traced to the patriarchal system prevalent in the Nigerian society. It is most disheartening that some of these laws, despite the fact that they are in breach of the constitutional guarantee of the rights to freedom from discrimination under Section 42, and ipso facto should be null and void and of no effect, they nevertheless continue to be fully enforced with impunity. The multitude forms of inequality that persist between women and men across the societies enable violence against women and girls from exercising their rights. Accessing services and other opportunities greatly increase their risk of experiencing violence against their rights. The Protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights on the Rights of Women in Africa is a unique piece of legislation because it takes into consideration the provision of other international instruments on human rights that touch on women's rights, the need for equality and freedom from discrimination. By virtue of the protocol, Nigerian women are guaranteed the right to dignity, the right to life, the right to integrity and security of persons, freedom from all harmful practices which negatively affect the human rights of women, equal rights in marriage, rights to cases of separation, divorce and annulment, right to equal protection and benefit of the law, right to participate in political and decision-making processes, the right to be peaceful, to cohabit peacefully in the society and participate in the promotion and maintenance in the country, the right to education and training, equal opportunity in work and career advancement, the right to health, including sexual and reproductive rights, the right to food security, right to adequate housing, right to a positive cultural context, this right to a healthy and sustainable environment. There are so many rights: the widow's rights, the right to equitable share in inheritance, the right of the elderly to special protection. There are so many rights. There's a right in women in distress to special protection, and a right of remedy to any woman whose right of freedom has been violated. We'll just highlight some of these rights to drive home our topics. Women still have higher unemployment rate in Nigeria when it comes to their economic and social welfare rights. Those employed are considered weaker than the men. The employed ones concentrate in the informal sector like agriculture, petty trading, and services. Sexual harassment still exists in the workplace. Health and reproductive rights. With the maternal mortality rate of 704 per 1,000 live births, Nigeria continues to have the highest level of maternity mortality. Incidences of gender-based violence have health consequences and result in health complications, including miscarriages, long-term disabilities, unwanted pregnancies, HIV/AIDS, and other sexually transmitted diseases. We have the right to education and training. Access to education is still low, especially in the northern part of the country, where withdrawal of girls for the purposes of marriage or for caregiving is still being practiced. Girls are not enrolled in schools because of gender differences. We also have marriage separation, divorce, and women's right to property. Although Article 7 of this protocol provides for both parties to a marriage to enjoy equal rights within and after the marriage, in issues of custody and across to an equitable share of joint property deriving from the marriage, this is not the case. Listeners, we just go on a very short break. We'll be back soon. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is RivX on radio. I am still your host, Mrs. Nena Imukwe. I've been speaking on International Human Rights Day, narrowing it down to women's rights and children's rights, highlighting the points on the rights of women, talking about marriage, separation, divorce, and women's property rights. We said that Article 7 of the protocol provides for both parties of a marriage to enjoy equal rights within the marriage, in issues of custody and access to an equitable share of the joint property deriving from the marriage. But most times, this is not the case. We have three forms of marriages recognized in Nigeria: the customary, Islamic, and statutory marriage. We also have another right, the right to inheritance. In most parts of Nigeria, female children are still being discriminated against on issues of inheritance in spite of laudable judicial decisions. Poverty, we believe, and other cultural devices prevent women from going to court to assert their rights. One major hindrance to the right to dignity, food security, and adequate housing in Nigeria is poverty. Although Nigeria is richly endowed with both human and material resources, the Nigerian government, the Nigerian civil society, and the UNDP all state that approximately 60% of Nigerians are poor. The majority of the poor are women. Nigeria does not have a social security plan for providing food and housing to the poor. This makes the situation of women precarious, exposes them to the sex trade and destitution. The Nigerian society needs to show more commitment to the Protocol on Rights of Women in Africa by passing relevant laws and allocating funds to women's rights. It is also noted that in spite of these rights enumerated above, women have continued to face violations and deprivations in the society. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights established that everyone has a right to take part in the government in his or her country. The 1952 Convention on the Convention of Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women builds on previous conventions and articles concerning women's access to decision-making and public life. Article 8 provides and states to take all appropriate measures to women on equal terms with men without any form of discrimination. Sexual and reproductive rights is related to multiple human rights, including the right to life, the right to be free from torture, right to health, right to privacy, and prohibition of education. The Committee on Economic and Cultural Rights and the Committee on Elimination of Discrimination Against Women have clearly indicated that women's rights to health include sexual and reproductive rights. In the light of all these cases and violations of human rights, it is worthy of note that for any woman who dares to speak up and stand up for her rights, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. This is shown in the Supreme Court decisions on the case of the woman's right to inheritance. The court in Ukeje and Anoda versus Ukeje held that an Igbo native law and custom which disentitles a female from inheriting her father's property is void, as it is in conflict with Section 42(1) of the 19th Constitution as amended. Another commendable case is the case of Madaka versus Microsoft and others. It's a case that emanated from the Industrial Court. The court found in favor of the appellant and held that the termination of her employment simply because she refused to succumb to the sexual harassment of her former boss was a breach of her rights, and that the third respondent's acts of handling her waste against her will without her consent constituted an assault and trespass against her person. It clearly shows that Nigerian women are becoming aware of their rights and the succor available within the ambit of the courts to eliminate the prejudice, oppression, and maltreatment that sometimes exists against women. However, these are still some challenges hindering the full attainment of the women's rights. One of the challenges I will name is that most women have continued to maintain the culture of silence as a result of systematic discrimination that they face. There is still the fear of stigmatization from families, communities, churches, negative attitudes, and poor quality of services provided by care providers, especially to those that have the first point of contact, like the police and the healthcare deliveries. Limited knowledge of their legal rights, resources, and services available to them. The inability to access services for lack of transportation, time, and money. All these are parts of challenges. Restricted mobility, restricted decision-making within the household. Fear of retribution by an abusive partner, especially where the police capacity is low and orders of protection are not closely monitored. Financial dependence on the husband is another challenge the woman has in the family, and also the fear of losing custody of her children or contribute. The Nigerian government needs to show commitment to the Protocol on the Rights of Women in Africa by passing relevant laws and allocating funds to women who just go into the rights of the child. I will start by saying that all children have the right to protection. They have the right to survive, to be safe, to belong, to be heard, to receive adequate care and grow up in a protective environment. Children are highly resilient and find ways to cope and move forward in the face of hardship and suffering. They draw strength from their families and find joy in friendship by learning in schools, playing sports, having the creative space to explore their talents and use some of their skills. Children can be active members of the community. The government has a responsibility to provide, set up a child protective system to protect the child and encourage family stability. Family is the first line of protection for the children. Parents and caregivers are responsible for building a protective and loving home environment for these children. Schools and communities are responsible for building a safe home for the child, friendly environment outside the child's home, in the family, in the school, and anywhere the child finds him or herself. We need to work with the children, empower them, and advocate their rights and protection. In 2013, Nigeria adopted the Child's Rights Act to domesticate the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Although this law was passed at the federal level, it is very effective if state assemblies can adopt it. At this point, I want to commend the River State, because right now in the River State, we have the Child's Rights Law, which is operational. The law has three primary purposes: to incorporate the rights of the Convention on the Rights of the Child and the African Charter on Human and People's Rights into the national law, to provide the responsibilities of government agencies associated with the law, and to integrate children-focused legislation in comprehensive law. It is also acts as a legislation against human trafficking, since it forbids children from being separated from their parents against their will, except where it is found to be in their best interest. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
I catch you.
Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for but man to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water wey crocodile dey make fist, waiting you dey find. Palava, you go get her. Half of do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sidon in. Oh no, you hear? Not talks and not warn you.
Welcome back. The Child's Rights Act 2003 is a comprehensive embodiment of rights seeking to protect the rights of children in Nigeria. However, the rights are encapsulated in the acts and interchanging. Therefore, for clarity, ease of reference, and to avoid repetitive analysis, these rights are classified herein into four broad ways, namely survival rights, developmental rights, participation rights, and protective rights. Protective right provides for the protection of the rights of the child through the prohibition of child marriage, child betrothal, infliction of tattoos and skin marks, exposure to the use of drugs, trafficking, use of children in criminal activities, abduction, and unlawful removal and transfer of a child from lawful custody, forced and exploitative or hazardous child labor, outlawry of employment of a child as a domestic help outside her home or family environment, buying, selling, hiring, or other dealings in children for the purpose of hawking, begging for alms, prostitution, unlawful sexual intercourse, other forms of sexual abuse, and exploitative acts. The act further prohibits recruitment of children into armed forces of Nigeria and importation of harmful publication which portray information such as commission of crime, acts of violence, immoral and indecent representations which tends to corrupt a child. The act also preserves the continued application of all criminal law provisions securing the protection of the child and the unborn child. The Nigerian Child's Rights Act contains other provisions which includes general care and supervision order, use of scientific tests to determine the paternity or maternity of a child, custody of children, guardianship, fostering and adoption, establishment of the family court, child minding, daycare centers, and allied homes. With the provisions of the Child's Rights Act 2003 considered above, it is beyond doubt that the welfare and responsibilities of children, as well as those of government and institutions towards the children, are more defined. Equally of immense benefit to the child from the Act is the unlimited scope of who may enforce the rights of the child. This right may be enforced by a person who has parental responsibility for the child, by the state government or any other appropriate authority, by concerned citizens, or by governmental organizations like FIDA and civil society organizations, clubs, by neighbors and the society in general, by concerned neighbors, by educational institutions, the religious organization, and by political parties. All children have the right to protection. They have the right to survive at all times. The promotion, protection, and preservation of the rights of women and children is of very key interest to FIDA. The International Federation of Women Lawyers River State Branch have continued to advocate, sensitize the public on the rights of women and children in its 31 years of existence in River State, who have throughout the years brought succor to many willing and indigent women and children in the state. We call on agencies, stakeholders to join force to fight for the rights of women and children. The law enforcement agencies should be more proactive in cases of violations of the rights of the citizens, and they should institutionalize gender-based violent decks in all police stations. We also call on our state government, our able governor, and the River State House of Assembly to adopt and sign into law the Violence Against Persons and Prohibition Act 2015, as this provides for punishment of perpetrators and provides a form of recompense for the survivors and victims of violence. FIDA Nigeria River State Branch pledges its commitment to ensure that women and children's rights remain human rights. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.